about, just by looking. I mean, it, you know, that's about what the North Country Public Radio said. They 11 in Boonville, and I measured 5.5. And it just, you know, by looking, it looks, it's obvious. There's a lot more snow here. And I don't know where the 21 inches was, but they said that was the max, maybe over in Osceola or someplace. I'm thinking on, you know, this end of Tug Hill, it probably gets less as you go, you know, as you go north. I haven't been to Lowville since the snow, but, you know, it might even be a little bit less than Lowville. That's the way the lake effect is. But the snowbanks here, I mean, there really aren't, you know, in my street, there really aren't any. But here, there's snowbanks.
Yeah, Roger that. I hear you. It's a, you know, it's like a little band that hit us. I was going to start the net if you're ready.
Okay, I didn't even look at the clock here, I see it's 9 o'clock. So you know what? That's just about. I figured I'd be in Boonville at 9. So I'll stand by KC2WI.
Okay. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. The temperature here is about 11 degrees. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KC2WI.
This KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Now we doubled. KC2WI, stationary mobile at Stewart.
You doubled with me or somebody else?
I think I doubled with you when you were calling... I don't know. Anyway, KC2WI.
All right, KC2WI. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, as I said, I'm coming back from Boonville, or from Rome. I'm going to get the gas here. I finally got up to $100 on my Price Chopper thing there, so I guess I could go over and get the 10 cents off a gallon. But I'm going to stop here. Maybe I'll wait till I get the next $100 and get 20 cents off a gallon. Of course, by that time, the amount I ever shopped at the Price Chopper, the gas could have gone up by 20 cents. Who knows? Anyway, I've never taken advantage of that because, I don't really shop there, but I'm over the $100 mark. So I don't even know how it works. I guess it's at Sunoco, and I don't know if you got to give them your Price Chopper card or how that works because I've never done it. But anyway, I left about 10:30, 11. I don't know when I finally got out. I got a computer I'm working on that almost works, and then it doesn't. It's an old gateway that was upgraded from Windows ME to XP, and it was a high-end computer apparently. From what I saw on the internet, very expensive at the time. You know, it was the top of the line, super fast. Well, there was better ones, but a 1.5 gigahertz Pentium 4, and it has, it's that little period there where the RD RAM and the SD RAM was fighting it out, and it's got RD RAM in it, which means that if the RAM goes well, it's going to be hard. But it is. Once I cleaned it up, it's amazingly fast for a 1.5 gigahertz Pentium 4. And the only thing is it's turned itself off a couple times, and I can't put my finger on it. I thought it was a driver or something, but maybe it's not. But, you know, it's one of those things where you think you got it, you run it for a day, and you're just about ready to say, okay, it's done, and click, it goes into a standby that it won't come out of. So I haven't figured that out. KC2WI.
I'm trying to remember. Is it going through the shutdown process, or is it just blink turning off?
It'll be running, whatever it's doing, all of a sudden, bing, And the power light goes from green to orange as if it's in standby. But it's dead to the world, and there's nothing you can do to wake it up, you know, except pull the power out. Plug it back in, fires right up, runs great, and it doesn't do it again, you know. And so I thought that, I noticed it once when I was first working on it, but it was really hosed up. And I figured it was, and I didn't see it do it. I just came back and it was there and sort of stuck in what looked like standby, which is, you know, not unheard of. And it never happened again. And I said, oh, I'm going to clean this up for this guy instead of, you know, sell him another used one. Ah, this should be good. He'll be happy. And I worked on it for days, and all of a sudden I was, you know, saying, oh, I got this done. And blink, it did it again, and it's done it two or three times. And it just goes into apparently standby, but it won't come out no matter what you do. You know, you could push the keyboard or the mouse or whatever, push the power button, it just doesn't come out. And the last thing I did last night, you know, I was up at midnight trying to do this, was or this morning actually before I left, was flash a BIOS, and I don't know if I flashed it to anything much newer or not, and I don't know if that worked, but that's the symptom. It's just standby. It doesn't shut down, doesn't reboot, doesn't blue screen, but just goes into like a standby condition.
Roger, I've never, I had a gateway that did that once years ago, and the problem was the power supply was overheating. It was either power supply or the I'm trying to remember what it was. The power supply or the CPU. Nowadays, they have adjustable fans, and they kick on when the CPU gets hot. Back then, I thought it was power supply, though, for some reason, and which would explain why if you unplug it, plug it back in, maybe whatever that is resets it. I don't know if that's what you got going on, but I remember it was a similar symptom. Except the only thing that was different is I don't remember going into any kind of standby. It would just turn right off and then let it cool off for a minute, and then it would start right back up again. It was just basically dust. I had to take it out and move out a squirrel's nest worth of dust in it. But, well, I don't know. Good luck with that. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WXT, BJR.
KD2 AMU. That last station there, I got KD2AMU, but there was a station after that that did not come up. Could you come back?
WV2RUQ?
Okay, I got you that time, WV2RUQ. Okay, WX2PJR. Paul, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Gil, Pete, and everybody else aboard. Haven't heard Pete in a while. Don't know why. I mean, anyways, enough said on that, I guess. It'll come back when it comes back. Anyway, let's see here what's going on. Kind of wasn't on last night because I was rearranging stuff. Got a new desk and got that all set up last night. Had to rearrange my radio on here, and I'm getting a new radio here probably Wednesday. Going to order a HF radio, kind of an all band, actually. 160 all the way straight through to 70 centimeters. Let's see here, all mode and all that fun stuff. I'll probably be here next Monday, or the following Monday, I should say. The FT897D, finally. I've been wanting that radio for like, well, it's only been out for 2 years, but the FT897's been out for about 10. Been wanting that radio for about that long. So, but yeah, finally getting it on Wednesday. Income tax check comes back, so it'll be fun. Got room for it now. Anyways, other than that, not too much else going on. 14 degrees here. Kind of mostly cloudy, I'm going to say. They've seen a few stars out there a little while ago. Other than that, not too much else to add. Pass it back to you. WX2PJR.
Okay, well, congratulations. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun on that. And don't forget us, you know, us little guys down here. Come back once in a while and and check in with us. That sounds like you're going to have a great time with that. Good luck. All right, KD2, AMU, Randy, good evening. Oh, what's going on tonight?
KD2, AMU here. Evening, Jeff. Say hello to you and everyone on the net. 18 degrees here tonight. Pretty cloudy. I don't see any snow in the air. Looks pretty clear out there. Just wanted to check in, and sounds like the groundhogs saying maybe in early spring, so that sounded good today to hear that. That's about all. 7-3's all, and KD2IG, KD2AMU, back to you.
Well, if he's wrong, we'll have to go out and find a woodchuck and cook it up. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Oh, you had a great signal today, by the way, so sounding good. All right, WB2, RUQ, my dad there, John, good evening. What's going on?
Ah, KD2, AIT, WB2, RUQ. Ah, I got back from Albany. Been there for the last day and a half at a conference up there. And, geez, it was warmer up in Albany than it is here in Modena in the Hudson Valley. It's 23 degrees here. It's 27 when I left Albany. And we actually have snow coming down. It's a passing whatever, but it's not a major front. So just enough to be a little irritating. And that's about it. And by the way, there's only snow in here when I got off the New Paltz exit. And that's about it. Nothing much else to report. Just getting settled back into the house after being gone for a day and a half. Okay, WB2REQ.
All right, well, thanks for checking in. I'm looking at the Echolink console here, and it says they are routing you through in Japan, I guess. Yep, Japan, somewhere over there in Japan. So you're going to almost three-quarters of the way around the world and back. So, all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for check-ins.
KC2MBU, just quick in and out. Got 9 degrees up here.
Okay, KC2MBU in and out. Thanks for checking in, and good luck closing up the shop, and have a good evening. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Okay, well, for myself, I had to work today, and we did a little grocery shopping, but otherwise it was pretty much right back to work. So I'm going to try to take off some time there tomorrow to watch the Super Bowl, and I don't really have a dog in the race there, so I guess I got to go for the coastline, so I'll have to go for the Ravens because they're on the East Coast, but it's not going to break my heart if anybody, you know, if either team loses. But are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
Cold here. I left Rome, and somebody's sign said 17 degrees, and I would have thought it was 27 or, you know, close to freezing. It didn't feel cold at all, but it feels a lot colder here, so I don't know if it's my imagination or, you know, that maybe not 10 degree difference. But, and there was some snow in the air coming up through the gorge. Not much, but a little bit. So that's the weather report. The gorge road is good. I see Boonville here, there's a little bit of dusting on the highway. But, that's what I'm thinking on that computer, if anything, it's the power supply, because it doesn't seem to be warm at all, and it doesn't seem to be related exactly to how long it's been on. And I've got the side cover off because I've been fiddling with things and pulling the hard drive out to, clone it and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I'm hoping when I get home that it's on and it's stayed on since this morning. I'm going to call it fixed. If not, I'm going to call a guy and say, well, I guess you're getting a refurbished one whether you want it or not. Which was kind of what he said in the first place, but I said, oh, I could clean that up. Anyway, KC2WI heading north.
Well, if you got a spare power supply, that'll fit it. You might want to give that a shot, too. I don't know. I used to have a ton of parts laying around, but I don't anymore. I got rid of them. I got to the point where I just don't want to work on them anymore. You know, I got too much work to do as it is, and I don't want to spend time figuring out why one piece of hardware doesn't work. Thanks for the comment. And are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Oh, Pete, by the way, Paul was, I guess, he's wondering what's going on with the repeater, I think, with the lava repeater. Is there any update on that, or?
Yeah. I don't know if I have a supply for that. It's got that little extra connector, not the P4 connector. It's got that, but it's got that other little flat one that I think goes to that RDRAM memory, you know. So I don't know. They don't seem to have those anymore, unless I find an old one. The repeater. I got an email from Bob Verdon, I think it was Thursday, saying that he's got it ready. And he thought maybe tomorrow that he would be come up with it. And I replied to him and told him a couple things, and I expected to get an email back from him, but as of this morning, I didn't. So I don't really know. It's possible we may be putting it in tomorrow. If not, I would say pretty soon. So that's the scoop there, and it's going to be a brand new to us, actual made for a repeater radio, and we're going to have a link radio which we pre-program to frequency A or B, and then we can activate, and we just have to decide what the frequency A and B is going to be to do a link if we want to activate it. And I'm thinking that the 145.33, because that gives us, talk to Rochester from Lowellville through the link. And then the other one, I was kind of thinking Old Forge might be fun, because it's sort of, different, and it might be a nice linking for that. I don't know. That's the scoop, KC2WI.
Well, they both sound great, and I like it, the Old Forge one, too. I have a hard time getting to that one sometimes, but okay. Thanks. Thanks for the update. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'm now going to close the Black River Valley service to return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to say that we are testing a method to record all the nets every night, and after about quarter after 10, they should be available on our website every night. And we hope to see how long we can keep an archive going. Could be interesting if we can keep it going for, a couple of years. But that you can be able to find that there at boomvillearc.com. And I'd like to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and say 73s to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, KC2WI, I got a... how shall I call it? Programming question.
Okay, hopefully I can give you something better than a programming answer. What's up?
Well, actually, I guess it's not programming. I'll tell you, I haven't logged into the club website yet. I've been just busy. If we get another rain, I guess I won't be so busy, because it'll be... I don't know. But I got a web page that I want to, it's a web page that's associated with my little webcam that I got in my front porch for the winter. And a report page where I can put comments in it. And I just made a page, and I just go in there and just edit it normally. But I'm thinking it would be easier. I'm not sure if I want to let anybody just, write on that, but it would be easier for me if I could do that from, wherever without having to edit the page, and I don't know. What's the best way to do that? I mean, you could do, like a WordPress or something where you seems like overkill for what I want to do. I just want to be able to myself go in Can I do that with just one page? Is it, you know, I mean, it just seems like that's a lot of trouble. Is there an easy, relatively easy way to do that?
Well, WordPress is about the easiest way to do it. You can limit it to just access to you if you want. You don't have to allow people to comment or register if you don't want to. It's you know, a lot of hosts, I don't know who your host is, but a lot of hosts have it so where they can, you can just click on a couple of buttons and it installs it for you automatically. But it's pretty basic. I mean, it's about the easiest content management system you're going to find. And it's, you know, it's written in PHP, which is a very easy language to learn. It's probably the easiest scripting language ever to learn. So that would be my recommendation for sure, because it's very easy. Plus, like, say, if you just want to pick up and go somewhere else with your site, you can click a button and export everything right to a XML file and go somewhere else. It's very portable and it's very, you know, widely used. There's a lot of free plugins and free templates and stuff that you can get for it, and it's open source, so it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do, because I can do that, and basically I'm just going to use WordPress to make one web page for now. Just put, you know, leave everything else the way it is, because I don't really care about that, and then allow myself to log in, and maybe I could have a couple of trusted people. But it's basically just to augment to what you see on the picture from the webcam, you know, for reports. You know, my basic report is this is what it's like in Glenfield or you know, just the little trails right around me, you know, eyewitness report. And I don't know, maybe I'll invest money in a little bit better webcam. The camera I got is it's one of those old little Logitech, you know, quick cam little ball things that some customer gave me, and it's just sitting on my, I got a coat hanger that I made into a little, well, I don't know, a mount, I guess, and it just points off the porch, but it isn't very good, but, you know, the whole thing cost me $0, so, and that's what I say on the webpage. Hey, you know, this is free stuff. You know, and if the road looks black and the grass looks green, then you know there's no snow here. You could tell if the snow banks are, you know, 5 feet high and that kind of stuff. But anyway, yeah, that's probably what I'll do. Just wondered if there was another way. I think I can just do that on that and set it up on that page. And if I want to do another one somewhere else, I can, you know, the host, like you say, it's open source and you just install it.
Roger, yeah, I don't think I have any problem. It's a pretty easy program to install. You just, you know, you download it, you'll unzip it to your, you know, your local machine there, and really the only file you have to edit is, there's a file called wp-config.php. That's where you'll edit that with a text editor. That's where you're going to put, like, you know, your MySQL database name, password, you know, the location, which is usually just a local host. You know, that's usually what you just type in there. Either that or 127.0.0.1. It depends on your host. Some hosts will have a remote MySQL server, but most of them, they have it right on the same machine. And that's it. Once you upload it, you know, it'll ask you to install. It'll ask you to set up a username. And you can give people accounts, but they're not all administrator accounts. You can give them different user levels, like I think it's like editor, contributor, administrator, and there's another one in there. I can't remember what it is. And so they don't all have to have, like, you know, their finger on the button.
Right. Well, I suspect, I know I could do it. It's actually a GoDaddy, you know, hosting account. And I think it's just going to be a matter of going into the control panel and, you know, saying, clicking the button that says add WordPress, basically, and answering a few questions. I don't have to do very much at all, so I don't think it's going to be very hard. And that was what my thought to do it was, but I figured you might have some insight there. So we'll see what happens with that. And then the next thing I want to do, not on that site, but I'm going to start up a bulletin board trail conditions type of kind of thing. It competes with trailconditions.com and a bunch of the other ones, but more specific to this area. Like my friend there up in Indian Lake, Darren Har's got the ilsnow.com, and that's really good. And it, you know, he moderates it pretty well, so you don't get the nonsense that goes on in you know, some of these other ones. And you can actually, he's got it set up real nice, so he's got trail conditions by area, trail reports, whatever, and then he's got, you know, general discussion and stuff. And it keeps the, you know, if you really want to find out trail conditions, you go to the trail conditions for, you know, Lake Pleasant or Speculator or Indian Lake or whatever. And if you want to just kind of BS back and forth, you go to the other sections. If you don't want to see that stuff, you just don't go there and you just get the trail conditions. So, I don't know. I might even be able to make some money on that. I'm not sure. KC2WI.
Well, then you're going to probably really like WordPress then, because it's very malleable. You can make it into a lot of things. I know I've seen some big sites where they've converted it into a classified. I've seen them where you can do pretty much anything with it. I've seen people do some real real interesting things with WordPress. It's very, you know, it's kind of packaged as a blog, but it's really more of a content management system. And you can, you know, it handles all this stuff like users and passwords and all their information, and it handles you know, how you can contact people, and all that stuff is all handled by it. But really, you can go in and you can edit the themes, you can make your own themes, and you can make them do whatever you want and plug them in. You know, you can make your own plugins. I've made several of them and given them away, and you can, you know, they can do pretty much anything. There probably isn't an inch of that code you can't hook into with a plugin without having to modify the actual source code. They have, I'm trying to remember what they call them now, action switches or something, and you can, you know, you include your code, you tell it, you know, whenever you get to this part of the code, of the source code, execute my code here, and you can hook into the code all throughout it like that, and it's very, very customizable. So, you know, after you get done with that first site, you may very well find that might work also for your second site.
Yeah, maybe I'll try that. I was thinking, what he uses, I think trailconditions.com uses the same thing, but Darren uses a PHP BB, and seems to work pretty good. You know, really, I think that's really just optimized as for the bulletin board part of his thing, you know, a discussion board, and that's what I was thinking of using for that one, because that'll be kind of that's what the focus of that one would be, but I'll have to look into it.
Roger, that's pretty much my main business is forums, online forums, and well, PHP BB is nice and it's free, but you got to be very security minded when you install it. You know, there's a that forum software has probably been hacked more than any other forum software, probably the rest of them combined. So yeah, you got to be careful, and you know, make sure you follow the directions and set your permissions properly on folders and files, and you know, go above and beyond if you can on certain things. And I've probably helped more people fix hacked PHP BB, you know, forums and anything else. And it's not anybody targeting you. They just release their bots to go look for vulnerable installations, and it just scours Google, and then it comes looking for you. So yeah, I mean, you could definitely do it, and that's also, you know, that's an extendable product, and you can make plugins for it too. And yeah, whichever you like. And there's another one out there that I don't really recommend, but you may hear about it, called Joomla. It's another content management system. I just helped somebody fix theirs the other day that got really hacked, all the hack there. So yeah, but look around, and that's part of how you learn how to do PHP anyways. Try it out, some of that different software.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know about Joomla. Well, I know about Joomla, but I don't know about it, so to speak. I mean, I know what it is, but I haven't used it. Yeah, well, I'm assuming, maybe incorrectly, but I'm assuming that, there again, wow, I see a big long string of snowmobile headlights going down the railroad bed trail here through the fields. And I think they're riding on, well, they're probably riding on either rocks or frozen puddles. But anyway, well, let me say this. Maybe this is a bad assumption, but I'm kind of assuming, as I'm going to just start out with it on my, you know, my hosting account there, and install it, and I have to assume, I mean, it would make sense to assume that the GoDaddy has the default installation that they should have pretty secure, you know. Maybe that's not a good assumption, I don't know, but we'll look into it.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with what their hosting packages provide. I don't know if they, maybe they do have those one-click installs or not, I don't know. I prefer to do it all by hand because I know what I'm, you know, I've done them a million times and I like to know how everything is set up. But, you know, I've been doing that for a long time and I've, you know, there's a lot of tricks you learn about how to keep people out of places you don't want them to be in. And, you know, it's a learning process, so just keep your data backed up and keep your software up to date and you should be all right. But a lot of it, you know, you can just do some Google on hacked PHP boards and or PHP BB boards and you'll find a lot of results.
Yeah, okay. Well, right now it's just a, you know, shared Linux, shared hosting, you know, typical thing. And so I'll probably start with that. And then if it takes off, then we'll see about, you know, expanding it out and spending the big bucks on either a better account or trying to, you know, run a server or something. But right now I think I'm just going to... The thing is to get it started, and if the worst comes to worst, it gets hacked really bad, you just turn it off and start over. I mean, it's... You know, it's not going to be like it's critical data or anything, so... and I know that it does, because I know that the trailconditions.com has, at times, they've shut that down, or they've had, you know, it's been hacked, and people were getting, you know, emails, you know, their user account, whatever, I don't know. So, I know that's a possibility, but... Yeah, before I do that, I got to update my... I'm still using an old, I mean old, you know, AMD, no, I think there might be an Athlon in there, but it started out as a Duron 750 and one of those cheapy PC chips motherboards, and I'm still sitting at my desk using that most of the time because I keep saying, well, I want to get to this, and then, you know, I get busy, but I've got much better computers that I ought to use for myself. And the other thing I'm going to do, I don't know if you've done this yet or tried it or care to try it, but I bought a couple of the Windows 8 upgrades, which Microsoft said was going to, their special price was going to expire on January 31, so about midnight on January 31, I finally did it. $40. And I'm going to upgrade something, one or two, just to have Windows 8 try it. I don't know if I'm, you know, who knows, but I figure that's not very much money to spend, and if you don't like it, well, go back. I might probably stick it on one of my fairly decent laptops so I can carry it around and play with it.
Roger, I have it on a new laptop I just got, and, well, I'm trying to give it the, I'm trying not to make a too hasty of a decision on it, because you never like, you know, there's always things with the new operating system you don't like, and it takes a little while to get used to, and then you're fine with it. But I got to say, I've had it now for almost a month, and I just can't stand what they did with it. I mean, it runs good and everything, but they, like, there's no more start menu. It's all set up like a smartphone, and you got to kind of go through each little panel. It's like you got to do an extra three or four clicks to do what used to just take one or two clicks, and it's when you're working, that's an annoyance more than anything else. One thing if you're playing games or you're sending pictures on Facebook or something, but when you're trying to click through a bunch of different applications and they add, and you know, they double the amount of clicks it takes, well, it slows you down.
Yeah, I know exactly what you say. I mean, I think that's even the case. Yeah, it's, you know, to some degree from XP to Vista or 7, they changed it. Some things they actually was an intelligent change after you figure out what they did, but some things not. I don't know. I don't really have any problems with Vista. You know, I know how to set them up, and I got Vista machines, and they run just fine. Maybe they take a little more, you know, horsepower than if Windows XP did, but I turn off all the junk, and it isn't bad at all. And the one thing I like about it is you can stick with the good old-fashioned Windows 98-type start menu, which makes the most sense of anything to me.
Roger. Well, I tell you, one of the number one selling products right now is this company that made an application that replaces, that puts the start menu back for Windows 8. Because so many people, I was looking around like, where is the start menu in here? It's been such a fixture in Windows for so long. You know, and their argument is, well, you know, we're trying to get more like a mobile device. Well, that's fine if you're pointing, you know, if you have a touch screen. Well, you're sitting there with a mouse, it just doesn't really work for me. I don't know. But I'm going to give it a couple more months before I make my decision on it and give it a little more use. I mean, it's only on my laptop. It's not on my work machine. So my work machine, I have Windows 7. I have really nothing bad to say about it. I think they did a pretty good job with Windows 7. You know, there were a couple things that were different, but there were things that I could get used to. They weren't, you know, they didn't change my workflow all that much. But when they do something as drastic as take off a major feature that's been around since, 3.1, I think, you know, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, but, you know, but then think of the people you know, and I see it a lot because, you know, I got a lot of people bringing computers in. They don't even really know how to use the start menu. If they don't have an icon on the desktop, they say, I can't get my email or something. So, yeah, I've been thinking, although I probably am not going to spend the money, but I've been thinking of buying of getting a Windows 8 tablet, you know, a Surface. I'm interested in the Surface. You know, with a touchscreen, to really see, you know, because I don't have any iPads or any of that junk, but so I thought about, well, maybe it would be interesting to have it and have a nice new laptop for a change, and I could really see the usefulness of a tablet when you're mobile and traveling and just quick looking up stuff and all that, you know, and that's where Windows 8 actually is. To me, the big advantage is I can run my same applications, you know, on my tablet, a lot of which I would want to run, like maybe my Garmin, you know, Basecamp or something like that. You know, that, and that's the number one. If I can think of any one thing, to have the Garmin Basecamp and the National Geographic topo map, and you're driving around or you're going to go for a hike and you stop in the parking lot, you pull a thing out, ding, 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 and you don't have to flip over a thing and, you know, like a regular laptop, that would be really handy. And that's the one drawback of Android or an iPad. You know, you can't run all the stuff you already have.
I don't know. I have a Droid Razor. Well, I know. I understand that you can't run the same exact applications, but they have my little Droid Razor. It has, you know, GPS and everything in it. And I need to go for a hike. I can pull it right out, and it tells me right where I am, no matter where I am. It came in really useful when I was down there in New Orleans. Every once in a while, some of the streets start to look alike. I'm like, where am I again? You pull that out, and, you know, well, if I want to go to this restaurant that you've never heard of before, somebody just recommended it to you, so you can talk right into it, and it'll take you right there. But I understand what you mean. My wife just got her a Kindle Fire for Christmas. She loves that thing. She won't even put it down. She barely touches the laptop anymore. So, I don't know. I myself have really no use for a tablet right now. I know a lot of people that have them, but I got my big desktop here, and I got the little laptop that I keep for when I travel. Or, you know, most of the time, it actually just sits on the kitchen table. When I come in there to eat lunch or stuff, I can read the news. That's pretty much all it does anymore. I mean, I just don't. I'm mostly working from home.
Oh, yeah, to me, that's the thing. I really can't justify it, like, you know, but I can see the usefulness, and, yeah, you could get the applications, and I know people that that's what they use when they go geocaching. They got their smartphone, and it's got, you know, a GPS, and it's probably not as sensitive as my Garmin 62SC, but it works, but the mapping stuff, and yeah, you can get the GPS, but I already have the National Geographic, the Adirondack Explorer shows all the trails and deep information on them, and I already have a Garmin GPS, and of course, Basecamp is a freebie, and you can put your GPS, you know, you can hook the GPS to it, download your waypoints and all that stuff, but you know what, that's kind of playing stuff. It's not really important. But the only reason in my mind I'm even thinking about it and could sort of justify it is, you know, I'm in this business. I ought to know about the latest. I ought to have the latest technology, you know, and I could see a lot of usefulness for it. But, yeah, for actually doing real work, I still say a good old-fashioned desktop with a big monitor, you know, big screen or multiple screens even, and that is probably the way to go. Anyway, I'm in my driveway, and you know, I back with again, there's no real snowbanks on the street here compared to Boonville. I mean, it's white and all that, but there's twice as much, easy twice as much snow in Boonville, maybe even three times as much. KC2WI.
Roger that. Well, you're going to want to learn them anyway before somebody hands you off one to fix. But yeah, I agree with you on the desktop. I got a desktop here with two monitors, and I've been thinking about getting a third. You know, they just come in handy, especially when you're doing code. You can put the code to one side, keep the display on the other side, and keep your chat window on another side. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing. But not yet. I gotta wait. I got other things to do. So, all right. I guess Octane's gonna be coming in here soon, so I'm gonna let you go, and we'll catch up with you later. Hopefully, you get a little more snow to ride around in. KC2WI, it's KD2AIT. We'll be clear and listening.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice, but on the other hand, I got an awful lot of work, and if I don't have to run the snowblower, that's okay with me. And if I'm not sitting inside being frustrated because I can't go out and play in it, that's just fine with me too. That's the way I look at it. I never get upset when there's no snow, you know, and it's a little disappointing when you have it and then it rains and it destroys everything, but like last year, it didn't bother me at all. I mean, as much as I love the winter and snowmobiling, it didn't bother me at all. I got a couple of good weeks of riding in, and so I was okay. And this year, I already got a little bit in, you know, after Christmas there, so I was okay, and whatever happens, happens. It's almost worse when there's a lot of snow, and you know, you can only goof off so much, and then you just got to work anyway. And that's usually when you get the big dump of 2 feet or something, and you know, and it becomes beautiful weather, and you think, ah. But anyway, we'll talk to you later. KC2WI.
KA2ZZ. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, good evening to all. To well, I know I heard Pete in there, and I'm looking for, this is KA2ZZ, looking for stations to take into Octane tonight. Where's the Wild Tabby? I heard you talking about snow. We got dumped with over 12 inches here yesterday until up to about 2 a.m. this morning. And it looks like another one of the lake effects coming through tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night into Monday. So we're getting more than we need down here. But only across town from us, the other side of Syracuse, they had almost nothing. Somebody was telling me, a friend of mine, was a radio guy, was telling me he had 2 inches while we were getting slammed here with one of those lake effects. We're all familiar with those, especially in the North Country people there, too.
Hey, looking for any additional stations. Where are the traffic? Stations, come on, please. Says KD2AIT, and I hear you yesterday morning. We woke up to about, almost a foot of snow here, maybe even a little more. But no traffic here, and have a good evening there, Jack.
KC2WI, stationary mobile in the driveway, no traffic.
Okay, KC2AIT, hello, Jeff. Yeah, I figured you guys got it too. And KC2WI, Pete, stationary in the driveway. Thank you both for checking in, appreciate it. Anyone else? Yeah, Ray must have gone to bed early tonight. He usually checks in. Okay, very good. 7-3 to both of you. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. Thanks for the check-ins. K2 Zanzibar.